Okay, this is the first record.
Everybody ready?
I have a love-hate relationship with Morgan.
Everybody ready for the core, the king to speak at his own coronation?
Shave my clothes on the way to rehabilitation.
Get into it.
Get it over with.
Thank you for making me your king!
Yeah, that's how it starts. Kinky. Oh, Bill, you sit next to Hillary.
Vice President Cheney. Mr. Chief Justice. President Carter. President Bush. President Clinton.
If that means me, too.
Members of the United States Congress. Reverend clergy, distinguished guests, fellow citizens.
Fellow citizens who voted for me, you mean? Woo! That's about all I can say. It's probably more than enough.
On this day, prescribed by law and by ceremony.
Great, that's a great law, too.
We celebrate the durable
that's how fucked up law is.
Constitution and recall the deep commitments that unite our country.
What?
I am grateful for the honor of this hour.
The commitments that unite our country.
Mindful of the consequential times in which we live, and determined to fulfill the oath that I have sworn and you have witnessed.
Yeah.
At this second gathering.
We did witness that, didn't
our
we?
Our duties are defined not by the words I use, but by the history we have seen together. For a half a century, America defended our own freedom by standing watch on distant borders.
Yes, we did.
After the shipwreck of communism.
What the fuck is this shipwreck of communism bullshit? Oh yeah, and we won that war too. What war?
Came years of relative quiet. Years of repose.
Okay, hold on, let's Bosnia, Somalia, Gulf War One, Kosovo. Oh, sorry, that's Bosnia. Still, the Balkans, Chechnya, Libya. Oh, I'm sorry, we did fight a little war with them for a while. Israel. Yeah, it's been pretty quiet. Yeah, nothing to worry about. Afghanistan. Shit, we fucking invaded in Afghanistan. That doesn't get mentioned today, does it?
Years
remember, it's been
sabbatical.
Quiet. That's all you need to know. Oh, sabbatical. Reflection.
And then there came
thought.
A day of fire.
Fire and brimstone! There is fear in our hearts. There is fire in the air. There is terror coming to a small main street near you without a Walmart.
We have seen our vulnerability.
And it is the coast-to-coast hardware store.
And we have seen its deepest source.
Yes, it is children on bicycles who do not know how to drive a car.
For as long as whole regions of the world simmer in resentment and...
You mean like all of Utah who resent this whole Christian blah, 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 blah. Can we just please have our Mormon state, please? Thank you, please, King God George.
Tyranny.
That's right.
To ideologies that feed hatred...
That's why there's the Delta Center.
...and excuse murder.
Hey. We excuse multiple wives and multiple husbands. We do not excuse... murder. This is Utah. Please stop.
And multiply in destructive power.
Hey, our children, just because we have lots of children, are not a destructive power. Oh, shit. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. That's right. Children and breeding and really anytime you, like, continue to add and add and add, you know, species and people and little, you know, users and shitters onto the planet are a destructive power. So by, you know, this whole capitalist breeder, gotta have my kids in my McMansion in the suburbs, that's a destructive force. When we're talking about destructive force, America makes more trash. They recycle less than anybody. They buy more crap. They use more packaging. They eat more shit. The list goes on and on. I'm talking to the choir here. Let's just continue. See if he can say anything that I won't disagree with.
Most defended borders.
That's the most defended borders. I remember that state trooper in Oregon, because he's the guy we're talking about. He defends our borders.
And resentment and tyranny.
Ah, tyranny.
Prone to ideologies that feed hatred and excuse murder.
That's why we've turned our backs on the inner cities and the crime that plagues those areas, where murder is excused, tyranny blossoms. Talking about gangland now.
Violence will gather.
Oh, really? See? He was talking about what I was talking about.
And multiply in destructive power.
Yes.
And cross the most defended borders. And raise a mortal threat.
Mortal threat. Mortal threat. Mortal threat. Mortal threat. Mortal threat. Mortal threat. Mortal threat.
And resentment. And expose the pretensions of tyrants.
What is that? What is that?
And reward the hopes of the decent and tolerant. And that is the force of human freedom.
I was really hoping he would say the force of love. Love of your fellow man. Understanding that we are all the same. I guess not. Uh-oh, he got applause for liberty. He said liberty, which is a French word.
We're led by events and common sense.
That's right, we don't lead ourselves. We are led by other things.
The survival of liberty in our land increasingly depends on the success of liberty in other lands.
What the fuck are you talking about, you crack-smoking whore? Liberty elsewhere is why we have liberty here? I thought we started liberty here.
Is the expansion of freedom in all the world.
That's right. All the world shall be free under my watch. As king of the world.
Our interests and our deepest beliefs are now one.
What? Hold on. What do you think he means by our deepest interests? Our vital interests and our deepest beliefs. I believe that my neighbor doesn't need to know anything about what I do. He doesn't need to know what I check out from the library. He doesn't need to know what I buy from Circuit City. He doesn't need to know if I put 6,000 miles on my car this month. It is not my neighbor's business. So, what was he saying?
In all the world.
All the world shall be free under me.
America's vital interests and our deepest beliefs are now one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From the day of our founding, we have proclaimed
we have been
that
lost.
Every man and woman on this earth has rights and dignity.
No. Hold on.
Matchless value.
You remember that whole thing, you know, even the day of our founding, we included the fact that we were going to keep slaves. So his historical inaccuracy here is that it's obvious. Is it not obvious? Thank you.
Because they bear the image of the maker of heaven and earth.
That's you and me, friends. We are the image of our maker. He who made heaven and earth in all his glory, with all his might. We are that image. That didn't go over too well.
Across the generations, we have proclaimed the imperative of self-government because no one is fit to be a master and no one deserves to be a slave.
He even knows that he's going to talk about slaves and masters later on, and yet he proclaims that, you know, the founding fathers set every man on the world.
The mission that created our nation.
Blah, blah,
it is the honorable
blah,
achievement
blah.
Of our fathers. Now it is the urgent
no,
requirement
no, no. It's the honorable achievement of your father to fight a war, kind of win, fairly quickly, fairly decisively, and still not be able to get reelected. That's honor for you.
Of our nation's security and the calling of our time. So it is the policy of the United States to seek and support the growth of democratic movements and institutions in every nation.
Ironically, that would mean revolution in the streets and radicals coming out in Latin America and elsewhere to challenge the administration of other countries. He's actually asking for people to go out in the street and protest and burn shit down and demand democracy in their country. And you know what would happen if he did that here? If you went out in the street and you demanded democracy and action from your government, you'd be shot. I kid you not. I kid you not.
And culture with the ultimate goal.
Hold on. Culture. You know what he talks about when he talks about culture? He talks about going to the opera and watching Lisbon Serrata and hearing some Italian, speaking some language you don't speak unless you're Aramaic, and get your blessing while you're at the opera on a Tuesday night. Sipping wine, sinning, looking at women's breasts. Check it out.
Goal of ending tyranny in our world.
Right. Hold on. We're the ones who publicly operate a prison with no rules. No rules for how you got there. No rules for how you're going to leave. No rules for how we're going to treat the people who actually work there. You realize that? If you work there, you live under the same rules as the prisoners. You are subject to mistreatment, second guessing, being watched, being questioned, being quizzed, being followed, the whole thing. God. Oh, we hate Cuba. Cuba is the antithesis of everything we are. That's why we operate a prison there.
This is not primarily the task of arms. Though we will defend ourselves and our friends by force of arms when necessary.
When necessary.
Freedom, by its nature, must be chosen and defended by citizens and sustained by the rule of law.
Ah, the rule of law. No. The protection of my liquor cabinet, I say. Minorities. Let's not get too over generous here.
And when the soul of a nation finally speaks, the institutions that arise may reflect customs and...
The soul of the nation finally speaks. He's talking about the Catholic Archdiocese of the United States of America, or North America in general, because, you know... Okay, here's another question for you. I've been thinking about this, and I don't know what the fuck to think about this, but... Let's quickly name the big countries in the world where they speak English. Okay, we'll start with the gimmies. America, England, or Britain, the UK, Canada, kind of, you got to call them, you know, 50-50 because they got this stupid rule about the French-speaking area, right? Australia. Okay, you get four. New Zealand, not really a big country, not a real factor, but whatever. After that, you kind of sink into, everybody else already speaks their own thing. And yet, the universal language, this whole thing, shit. We have such resentment for people who speak other than another language other than English or American. Anyway, all I'm asking, name some more places where they speak English. I'll tell you where they also speak English. Those colonies, the imperialized colonies. Yep. That's where they speak English. South Africa. Some places in the Philippines. Hong Kong. Yep. Think about it.
Traditions very different from our own. America will not impose our own style of government on the unwilling.
Except that we do demand that wherever you are, whatever government you choose to live with, that it be a democratic. Republican government, pro-business and pro-consumer. Otherwise, we won't inflict any will upon your government.
Our goal instead is to help others find their own voice, attain their own freedom, and make their own way. The great objective of ending tyranny is the concentrated work of generations.
Tyranny is the concentrated work
their own voice,
of generations.
Attain their own freedom,
that's right. Families of tyrannists. Families of imperialists.
The great objective of ending tyranny is the concentrated work of generations. The difficulty of the task is no excuse for avoiding it.
Yeah, it is.
America's influence is not unlimited.
Yes, it is. It is unlimited.
Fortunately for the oppressed, America's
we could make it unlimited.
Is considerable.
Ah.
And we will use it confidently.
Yes, we will. We will fuck shit up.
My most solemn duty is to protect this nation and its people from further attacks and emerging threats.
Yes, I will protect them. I will put my body in front of anything. No, I won't.
And have found it firm.
Our resolve is firm. Firm like Cialis makes me. Oh, I love American pharmaceuticals. They give me strength and firmness when I need it. Laura, come dance with me. Honey, baby. Ow.
Oh, Seymour.
We will persistently clarify the choice before every ruler in every nation.
That is right. We use an inch ruler and Cialis. None of this metric shit.
Between oppression, which is always wrong,
and depression, which is always dark, cynical,
and freedom, which is eternally right.
The 4th of July. Freedom is always right. Did your dad ever tell you that freedom does not count until you've moved out? How about that? Freedom is always right. You tell that to some dad in the Midwest trying to raise his kids. You want to know what you get? You get fucking smacked. You get punched. You get thrown against the wall. That's what your freedom gets in a patriarchal society. Fuck you. Here's some freedom for you. Oh, fuck. Don't make me bring up John Bender and what happens if you spill paint in the
America
garage.
America will not pretend that jailed dissidents prefer their chains.
Actually, sometimes they do. Instead of you bombing the shit out of their fucking prison while they're inside still, they would really prefer that you didn't do anything, okay? There's gotta be, you know what? There's so many other ways to go, you know, invading and taking over shit and... I think we have to put together a gas, gentlemen, that will make the enemy do homosexual things. See, if you were looking at all those fighters over there, and you gassed them, and then they started making out, that'd be really cool.
Or that women welcome humiliation and servitude.
Yeah, they do. That's why we got Hooters in every small town in America. Now tell me that working at Hooters is not humiliating and degrading for women. Anyone, call in 213-252-0998. Let's have this discussion. I welcome it. We're talking about the king, and his words.
Dude. Any human being aspires to live at the mercy of bullies.
I want to live at the mercy of America. They don't seem to be bullies at all. They seem to have my interests definitely in their first frame of mind.
We will encourage reform in other governments.
No. Encourage is a light word. We will bring reform to other governments without interference by those who might say no i.e. fuck you, the UN.
By making clear that success in our relations will require the decent treatment of their own people.
That's right. Decent treatment of their own people. Of course, if you just banish them, they're not your own people anymore, huh? Like those freaking Kurds. Not smart enough to have their own country. We didn't come over here to split up Iraq. We came to unify it with Iran and Syria under the United Arab States of America. God bless the Middle East. Long may she wave from Afghanistan to the Gulf of Sumar.
America's belief in human dignity will guide our policies.
That's right. What's the number one selling video last year in its compilation and collection form? Girls Gone Wild!
Woo-hoo! Spring Break 2004!
Now, what was he saying?
Encourage reform in other governments.
Oh, we've been back too far. Sorry,
by
guys.
Making clear
but
that
remember,
success in our relations
dignity
will require the decent treatment
morality
of our own people.
Morality and dignity. Decent treatment of our own people.
America's belief in human dignity will guide our policies.
Yet
rights must be more than the grudging concessions of dictators.
As in the grudging concessions of dictators, that is. You mean we can't send you a free Girls Gone Wild every month for $38 forever? That's really what the plan is, kids. You call in, you use your credit card, you're like, oh, she's sexy, I want to see that. I want to see that without that blur thing over her. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, go steal Dad's credit card. It's in his wallet. It's in the bathroom. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll call in and we'll get it. Mm-hmm. Then what do? You get a fucking video already charged to your credit card because that's the capitalist way. And tyrannical little dictators, little bullies make you take the next video next month too. That's the American way. Capitalism in its best form. A contract not negotiated, but yet inflicted upon you.
They are secured by free descent and the participation of the governed.
That's right. That's you. The governed are the people who called in and ordered the Girls Gone Wild 2004 Spring Break. Woo! Where are you going with this, mister?
In the long run, there is no justice without freedom, and there can be no human rights without human liberty.
Liberty, I give you liberty.
Some I know have questioned the global appeal of liberty. Though this time in history, 4 decades defined by the swiftest advance of freedom ever seen.
Yeah.
An odd time for doubt.
Yeah, four things
Americans of all people
freedom
should never be surprised by the power of our ideals. Eventually, the call of freedom comes to every mind and every soul. We do not accept the existence of permanent tyranny because we do not accept the possibility of permanent slavery.
Permanent slavery. Sorry, I got distracted right there for a second. Let's listen to that again. Permanent slavery.
Never be surprised by the power of our ideals.
Our ideals are our ideals.
Eventually, the call of freedom comes to every mind and every soul.
Hey, there's some goofball driving around out there in a 1924 Ford Coupe in Desert Brown. I'd like to, Coronation of the King. It's got me really, really, really down. If you got any uppers, bring them. And if you don't, bring those anyway. Here you go. We're going to take a little break.
shit stops. Drug fiends, let me show you the route. Who's that motherfucker still keeping the door in the house? It's mold of mouth, baby. It's mold of mouth. Hate when I go to open mics and I see everybody clapping for some clown they don't understand. Yet everybody acting like he don't, cause they believe it's hip hop. Y'all convincing me that most of y'all are brainwashed, stuck in old hip hop history. Some guys they crap without they straps cause they weak. I wish a nigga would say he listen to me for the beats. Some got the nerve to say they dope when they spit, when even they family got a tape and they won't open the shit. Don't mean it, dope samples are not original. Cause a producer with skill can lace tracks and keyboard beats aren't that original. Let's face facts, that shit was overused. It's overused in the G-Funk era. Don't give me that excuse, rhythm C's want better. Yo, I'm over enough shit. Most get away with murder, like kids who think they words rhyme cause of the suffix. Must bitch niggas be fragile with facts. You brag about who you battle, but who you battle was crap. What you angry for and acting all tense? If you innocent, be cool, only the guilty's catching offense. Keep trying to keep it real, I'm keeping it raw. Why half of y'all still be keeping it flaw? And all the real heads scream, fuck hip-hop, until this mediocre bullshit stops. Drug fiends, let me show you the route. Who's that motherfucker still keeping the dope in the house? It's mold of mouth. Ooh. It's mold of mouth, baby. It's mold of mouth.
He's gonna go after the president or the king or somebody, I think. Yeah. He's in Compton, but he's dangerous. He's a threat to the world, I think. You should take him down under the Patriot Act number three, I think. It's got the words in there that you could use. If you could take him down, that'd be great. I think that's what needs to be done. Yep. I think you should get on that right away, Mr. Officer. I would call this in, but you seem to be right here, so I'm just gonna tell you all about it. He's a black man. He's about 6 feet tall, big, burly, strong guy. Oh, man, he had some arms on him. Those are some guns. He should go play him for the Falcons or something. But, I just want to get these guys to sign up and fly straight. I don't know what the hell is wrong with them. Anyway, has anyone missed the coronation of the king? Or has my short attention span gotten you off onto some tangent that you don't really mind? And we could just go on and do our own thing. Dinner mornings on Kill Radio, doing our own thing. Pirate radio on the internet, you got no problem with that. You can tune in for some radical, whatever, creative thing. And you got some Coronation of the King back there. The Rolling Stones coming up. Pixies. Shit. Rage. DJ. Black Mel. Danger Mouse. I don't know. Get your kicks. Cody Wyoming, and I am on my ninth day without drugs or alcohol, and I am proud to say going to get my 10-day token tomorrow. So I can just make it through tonight. And last night was a rough one, watching this goddamn coronation over and over and over. I'll tell you what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. Stay tuned.
We do not accept the existence of permanent tyranny. Because
no,
we do not accept the possibility of permanent slavery.
But we do inflict permanent tyranny upon the world and permanent slavery to those who supply our Walmart with good Chinese-made crap, which Americans are so damn cheap they only pay for coupons for. I love the
Liberty
Flat.
Will come to those who love it. Today, America speaks anew to the peoples of the world. All who live in tyranny and hopelessness can know the United States will not ignore your oppression or excuse your oppressors.
We sure ignore them if they don't have, like, what the hell is this thing in Darfur? I'm sorry. Have we ignored that? How long are you oppressed? Have you been chased from your villages? Have the men been killed? Have the women been raped? What have you been ignoring?
When you stand for your liberty...
I can't stand. I'm being beaten. My wife is raped, and they're gonna cut my throat. Oh, shit. They just did it. Now you want me to stand up? Fuck you.
We will stand with you.
Yeah, we'll stand here and look and watch from miles and miles and miles away.
Democratic reformers facing repression, prison, or exile can know. America sees you for who you are, the future leaders of your free country.
Future leaders
of
a free country.
The rulers of outlaw regimes can know.
This is not the 4-H fucking convention, you motherfucker. Something more than that, okay? Future leaders. I think he's just talking to those people in the little platform booth up at the top, you know? All the Republican donors and the seriously hardcore, delusional people who sit in that little group, including John Kerry, sitting there on the side.
That we still believe as Abraham Lincoln did. Those who deny freedom to others deserve it not for themselves.
Yes,
and
John
under the
good.
Rule of a just God. Cannot long retain it. The leaders of governments with long habits of control need to know.
Like you, sir.
To serve your people, you must learn to trust them.
Yes, sir.
Start on
you
this journey
must trust
of progress and
them.
Justice, and America will walk at your side.
Yeah, we'll hold your hand.
And all the allies of the United States can know.
Don't ask me.
We honor your friendship. We rely on your counsel. And we depend on your help. Division among free nations is a primary goal of freedom's enemies.
Hold on. That's why we have nations, you fuck. So we can be different. So we don't all have to be the same. Division among free nations is the goal of tyrannical terrorists and shit? You're out of your mind! French could care less what the terrorists think of them being not on the American side. The French consider themselves fairly free. Unlike you and your FCC posse, motherfucker.
The concerted effort of free nations to promote democracy is a prelude to our enemy's defeat.
Democracy is not some product that needs to be marketed to the whole fucking population of the world. What do you get to say about that? And then when they vote you out, what are you going to do?
Today, I also speak anew to my fellow citizens.
He said new.
From all of you, I have asked patience in the hard task of securing America, which you have granted in good measure.
Yeah. Please
our country has accepted obligations that are difficult to fulfill and would be dishonorable to abandon. Yet because we have acted in the great liberating tradition of this nation, tens of millions have achieved their freedom.
Tens of millions keep freedom because we acted out. No, I think they're still living in
war-striped countries. And as hope kindles hope, millions more will find it. By our efforts, we have lit a fire as well.
Yeah, we did.
A fire in the minds of men.
We fucking lit a fire.
It warms those who feel its power. It burns those who fight its progress.
Yeah,
and one day,
us.
This untamed fire of freedom will reach the darkest corners of our world.
Those would be here in the streets of L.A.
Woo! Few Americans have accepted the hardest duties in this cause. The quiet work of intelligence and diplomacy. The idealistic work of helping raise up free governments. Dangerous and necessary work of fighting our enemies.
The quiet work of intelligence.
Some have shown their devotion to our country.
Someday we'll find some of that.
In deaths that honored their whole lives.
One of these days.
And we will always honor their names and their sacrifice.
And we'll marry their wives once they're gone. And we'll beat their children, just as we have beaten our own.
All Americans have witnessed this idealism.
I witnessed this idealism.
I ask our youngest citizens to believe the evidence of your eyes.
Yes. Children! Children, believe!
You have seen duty and allegiance in the determined faces of our soldiers.
He's talking to kids, and he says, you have seen duty.